The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
We give God praise. We thank God for mercy, for His grace. How He has loved us. He has so much loved us. We thank God for abundance of words. I want you to know that God loves us so much. And that's why He's bringing food every time. So we don't lack food. We have access to fresh food. We give God praise. We thank God. We thank God for yesterday. We thank God for what came yesterday. What came yesterday. Blessing came. Yes, it's not easy to raise a soul. I want you to know that. One of the toughest jobs to do on it is building men. It's one of the hardest jobs I have ever seen on it. Why? Because man is not a robot. Man has a will. He has a will. So it takes grace of Jesus Christ to build a soul. Or let me say, to change a man. It's not a simple job to change a man. Changing a man is not a simple job. I want you to know that. And you can even see it. You can see it. Because even with you, so you've been here for a long time now. At least for a few years now. Okay, let's say 1 year or for a few months. But how much have you changed? You understand? For you to know that to change a soul is not a simple task. It's not a simple task. And that's why, if not for the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, no soul can change, actually. You understand? No soul without grace forget change. Change cannot happen except by grace. It must be by grace. You understand, sir? It must be by grace. No matter what you do for people, you understand, sin will still take advantage of it. If sin could take advantage of the law, you know the law of Moses? That law that came raw. You understand, sir? Written by the fingers of God. Imagine God wrote law, 10 commandments, by His finger. You understand? You know, it should be that people should quickly start keeping it right. But because God wrote it, the fact that God wrote it does not guarantee that men will keep it. Do you understand, sir? Why? Because man has enemy. Say enemy. Man has enemy. The enemy of man is sin. That's the enemy of man. So the enemy of man is Satan. And Satan uses sin. You understand, sir? To crush man down. To crush man down. So God's thing looks difficult for him. Say amen. God's thing look difficult for what? For a crashed down man. A crashed down man. You understand? That's why when men became flesh, even God nearly lost hope. Do you understand, sir? That man has now become flesh. Hey. God nearly lost hope. You got flesh. to make flesh do God's will. You will do a lot of job. And God looked down upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. Say corrupt. For what? For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. They corrupted his way upon the earth. Verse 13, quickly. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Say amen. I said, God nearly lost hope. In fact, God wanted to wipe out every humanity, if not that Noah found grace. Do you understand? So, under grace, there is a way out. Do you understand? So, under grace, there's a way out. That's why we thank God for the grace of our Lord Jesus. Can you say, thank you, Jesus? Thank you, Jesus. The reason why you have hope of salvation today is because of Jesus, sir. If not for Jesus, there is no hope. Do you understand, sinner? Because what it has done, it looks like a done deal work. Do you understand, sinner? If not for Jesus, man has no hope. There is no hope at all. But we thank Jesus, our Lord, for what he did. We give Jesus the praise. I said we give Jesus the praise. We thank him. So we have hope of salvation. Can you say hallelujah? Hallelujah. We have hope of safety. We have hope of salvation. So man can be helped. Do you understand, sir? Or man can be raised. Or man can come up from where he has fallen to. Say amen. For from where he has fallen to, that man who has fallen can what? Can journey back. You understand, sir? Give me Romans chapter 4. All I've seen. Read with me, everybody. I just want to teach simply. Then we just leave this place. Quickly. Be fast. Romans 3:23. Can you read, everybody? For what? For all have sinned. Say for all. Have what? And what? Say come short of the glory of God. So it means that there's a glory that man should what? Should match up with. Abi. Man should not come short. What does that mean? When I say come short, what does it mean? It means that you've fallen below. Abi. You're falling below glory. You understand? It means that glory is above you. You understand? You are under. You understand? And where you are falling to, you understand? You can still fall below that. Say amen. Can you say amen? Say come short. Say come short. That's the problem of man. Say problem of man. What is the problem of man? Is that man has come short, or man has fallen short, or man has fallen down. That's the problem of man. Say amen. Our problem is that we are falling down. Do you understand? In fact, it is this problem that strengthens every other things you call problems. Say amen. Do you get what I'm trying to say? What make every other thing to look like problem to you is because of this problem. Do you get what I'm trying to say? I said, what make every other thing to look like problem is because of this problem. I do know that God did not create man to be looking for what to eat up and down. I think you know that. How many of you believe that? Raise your hand if you believe that. Say amen. Do you get what I'm trying to say? I said God did not create man to be looking here and there for what he will use to cover his body. No. Or for what he will eat. God did not create man for that. Just imagine, God who created this earth. Do you understand? Say amen. And bless earth with that massive resources. Do you think that God, do you understand, we now create you to be struggling up and down? You're not thinking what I'm saying. Say amen. Amen. It must be that something happened along the line. Do you understand, sir? This is not what God created. It's not what God created. Something came. Do you understand? And nearly scattered the program. Say amen. I said something came and nearly scattered the program. If not, that mercy quickly came to savage. Say amen. For instance, God created Adam. He formed Adam. Before God formed Adam, God had already planted the garden. Say amen. I don't even know why I'm saying all this thing. I'm just trying to create a background for what I want to say. I said, before God formed Adam, God had already created, God had already planted the garden. Then in the garden, God made to grow every tree for food. Do you understand, sir? So it's not that Adam will come and started planting trees. Say amen. All the trees has been made to grow. When you say made to grow, what does it mean? It means that they are already fruiting. Abi? Say amen. So God put him there and God told him to do what? To manage it. So his duty is just management. I'm telling you the truth. Believe it or not. And you should believe it. God put man on earth to manage earth. Do you understand, sir? Say amen. It's not to be struggling to survive on earth. It's to, that's why in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. Say amen. I said God created the heaven and the earth. Then he gave earth to man. To do what? To manage. Say amen. So everything to use on earth, God has already deposited them. You are not the one who will go and look for them. They are already there. Say amen. So, what make people, for instance, what make some people rich and some people poor is because of what came to tamper with the program. It's not what God planned. Say amen. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Some people are rich in billions. Some people are dying in abject poverty. It's not God's plan. Do you understand what I'm saying? I said it's not God's plan. It's because something came. Do you understand? To tamper with the program. So it is what came to tamper with it that gave man that sense of amassing wealth to themselves. Do you understand what I'm saying? What God has put on earth is enough to go around everybody. Look at what I'm trying to say. It's enough to make everybody okay. Do you understand what I'm saying? But see, it came. Do you understand? And gave man another sense. Do you understand? It is sin that created social status on earth. It's not God that created it. God did not create it. Sin created it. That makes some people the rich. Do you understand? And makes some people the poor. It is not God's way of thinking. It is sin that put that thought in man. Look at what I'm trying to say. For instance, that's that today, Elon Musk has become the first trillionaire on earth. Do you understand? Not trillionaire in Naira, trillionaire in dollar. Do you understand? If we move that money to Naira, it can't be a trillionaire. Do you understand? We don't know what to call it. Say amen. Because somebody who is a millionaire in dollar will be a trillionaire in Naira. Look at what I'm trying to say. Imagine one man. You know, if that man were to be a country, he would be richer than nearly 50 nations of the earth. So one man richer than more than 50 nations. You don't get what I'm saying? He's richer than Nigeria, one man. Do you understand? So the wealth that belongs to many people, a man is undied. You understand? I mean, a man is so vite. A man are mad to himself. Money that belongs to many people. Do you understand? I'm saying that. And because of that, that thing enemy status. Do you see that? So sin thought that is not God. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So the problem of man on earth is that sin taught man against equal distribution. Do you understand? Sin taught man against it. And that's why in God, you see that charge those who are rich in this world, that they should learn to communicate, distribute. Say amen. So the rich, what the rich must have is how to distribute. Do you get what I'm trying to say? That they do good. What is their good? That they be rich in good works. Ready to distribute. So the problem of man on earth is that man lack wisdom to distribute. That's the problem. Say amen. You understand? And what make man lack that wisdom? Is sin. Do you understand? Is sin. So sin taught man selfishness. Do you understand? Taught man selfishness. So somebody can be rich in millions and be and watch his neighbor die in abject poverty. Do you understand? So sin gave that sense to man. It's not God. I'm just trying to say that God did not create any man on earth to suffer at all. So everything man need on earth, God has already put it there. But problem came. What is the problem? Sin came. So sin is the problem of man. I'm just saying that coming short is the real problem. So it is the problem that created every other thing you call problem. So you see all those things you call problem. If the real problem can be solved today, all those things will fizzle out. Say amen. Amen. Do you get it now? And that is why the problem, what church should focus on is not first how to solve the physical problem. The physical problem is not really the problem. Say amen. Is first how to solve the real problem. Do you understand? Which is the spiritual problem. So if that one can be solved, the physical problem will easily be handled. Do you get that? That's why church focus on Christ. Why the reason for Christ? Because Christ is the answer to the real problem. Say the problem. What is the real problem? Sin. That's why the issue of sin, sir. Church must not joke with it, though. Say amen. Church must not joke with it. Because that is the real problem. As long as that problem is standing, forget it. You can't solve any other problem. You are wasting your time. The more you solve it, the more sin will be creating. You understand, sir? The more you solve it, the more sin will be creating more problems. So the creator of what looks like problem, the physical problem, is the sin. You understand? Sin is the originator of physical problems. Say amen. For instance, we don't know how many years Adam and Eve lived in the garden before God chased them out. Yet there was no record of any time they were sick. Do you understand? Did you hear any record of any time they were sick? Even after they left the garden, did you hear any record that Adam was sick? The only thing we heard is that Adam lived for years and he died. Do you understand? He was not sick. Say amen. Can you say amen? Actually, sickness entered through Cain. Do you understand, sir? If you read the generation of Adam, do you understand, sir? If you read that generation down, you discover that sickness was not really part of it. Do you understand? Because for a man to live up to 900 years and he was not sick, it must be that the sickness is not really existing. Say amen. It must be that sickness is not really existing. So their body were strong. Stronger than this, our body. This is our body is no more strong. Do you understand? Sin has wrecked this body. This body is no more strong. And that's why once a man moves to life, 70 now, his body will start folding. Abi. So the body has become weak by sin. So it tells you that. So man has been dying. Do you see that now? Say amen. You can see that man has been dying. He didn't just die. He was dying. What is the dying? He was getting weaker, 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 weaker. So what is death? Death is weakness. That's what is called death. Say amen. It's the same thing that makes serving God not easy for you. Do you understand? So you are getting weak. You understand? In serving, in loving the Lord, you are getting weaker. That is what is called death. You understand? That is not cessation of life. You understand? That is departing from God. That's what is called death. Say amen. I said that is not cessation. That is not termination of existence. That is departing from God. Or getting weaker, weaker. Do you understand? You are getting weak of serving God. You are getting more weak of serving God. You are dying, man. Now, what is called death? Say amen. Now, what is the reason for Christ? Christ is to strengthen you. Do you understand, sir? So, you that has been getting weak, you will be gaining more strength. That is life. So what is called, as a man is living, is that the man is gaining grace to serve God. That's a living man. So he's coming closer to God. Say amen. A man who has gone far is coming back. That man is living. He's not dying. Say amen. Can you say amen? You can see that. If you trace that their generation, do you understand? So that you can see that it was when they moved to, I think it was Genesis chapter 6, God reduced their age. Do you understand? Why? Because of wickedness. Do you understand? Man were not made to die at 100. Do you understand? So it was wickedness that reduced man's age to that. Say amen. It was sin that reduced man's age to that. So now, it was sin. Sin weakened man's body. You understand? Make man's body to give way. You understand? At a very young age, the body has become weak. And that's why this body will be safe at the last trump. Say amen. This body will be safe. Do you understand? Because this is our body. It's too weak. In fact, weaker than many animals' body. Do you understand? If many animals are stronger than you. Is this way? You can step on ant and the ant will not die. It means the ant is stronger than you. Because if trailer step on you, because you stepping on ant is like trailer stepping on you. Do you understand? If trailer step on you, you will march. Say amen. But you will step on ant. You remove your leg. The ant will be walking. It tells you how strong the body of the ant. You understand? Imagine that small ant can carry your weight. And the ant will not die. You understand? Their body is strong. Say amen. Many animals are stronger than man. Because where many animals live, you can't live there and survive. Do you understand? There are things animals can eat. If you dare eat it, you will pass out. Say amen. Can you say amen? So man body, you understand? Man body was not created weak. Do you understand? Something wrecked the body. Do you understand? It was sin that wrecked the body. The body was not created weak. I want you to know that. Because you know, there's a way some people think that if God exists, why will God see allow evil to be happen on it? You lack understanding, man. Do you understand? It was not God who allowed evil to happen on earth. It was because man permit evil to exist. Do you understand? A man gave open door to evil to reign. Do you understand? It was man that opened door for evil. It was not God. So if you see evil happening, it is what man permitted. It's not God. Since you permitted it, there's nothing God can do. Do you understand? Say amen. Can you say amen? God is not evil. I want you to know that. And what you permit, what you permit is not easy to remove. You don't understand. You know, it look like, why can't you be, God is supreme. God has power. Why can't God just solve man's problem one day? It's not as simple as you think, sir. You don't understand? The solving man's problem is not as simple as solving it one day. Many things are tied to it. You understand? Many things, a lot of things are tied to solving man's problem. Hey, do you get it? And that's why God cannot just do things anyhow. A lot of things will go wrong. That's why God in his wisdom must look at how to deploy wisdom to solve the thing without many things going bad. Look at it now. That's just the thing. That's why you cannot just see evil tree and cut it down. If you cut one evil tree down, many evil tree can grow. Do you understand? So you need wisdom to know when to cut it down. It's not as simple as seeing evil. It's the reason why, you know, Jesus told a parable of people who went to farm. Do you understand? And they plant good seed. Do you understand? The seed grow. Do you understand? They were expecting to see good what? At least we should go there and see wheat. Give me. Let me look for it. Now, can you read, everybody? Another parable put it forth unto them, saying what? The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man, which what? Sow good seed in it. You know, it was a good seed he sowed in his field. Verse 25. But why men slept? Say, why men slept? Men should not have slept, actually. They should not have slept. They should be managing it. But they slept. What happened? Enemy entered. So enemy crept in because man slept. Man, you don't have slept. His enemy came. Say his enemy. And what? So tears among what? The wheat. And went his way. I say he went his way. He went and sleep. Because he knows that this thing happens soon. It's not easy to uproot. Now, verse 26. But when the blade was sprang up, read it, everybody, and brought forth what fruit, then appeared the tears also. Verse 27. So the servant of the household that came and said unto him, sir, did not thou sow good seed in thy field? I think the Bible says, and after God created everything he made, and behold, it was good. Then what make it bad? What make it look evil? An enemy has done that. You can see. From whence then at it tears? Verse 28. He said unto them, an enemy has done this. You can see. An enemy has done this. The servant said unto him, out of their eagerness. You know, they think the way man think. Say amen. Without them that we go and gather them up. So we go them and just uproot all the. You know the way John Bull used to think. Why can't God just take Satan and strangle him? This trouble man. Is he more than one man, one devil? God, you just take him and cook and yell. The man should just die. It's not as simple as you think, sir. It's not just one Satan. Say that. No. Satans are plenty in many men. You are the one thinking one Satan. Satan has already replicated in men. So if you take the Lucifer, you have not taken Satan. He's not even the Lucifer anymore. Say amen. What is called Satan is a seed. And that seed can be planted in men's heart. It's not just one bee. To kill them, it's not just one bee. For instance, Jesus defeated Satan.
on the cross. I think you know that. But why is sin still in him? To tell you that. Jesus has defeated Satan. But there are many Satans in men's heart to be defeated. Do you understand? Many Satans in men's heart. So if you take that Lucifer, that being, that fallen angel and strangle him, you have not taken away Satan. Satan have plenty in men. Say amen. Can you say amen? So an enemy has done this. But he said, nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye what? Ye root up also the wheat with them. Together. It tells you that for you to remove the tares, you must be skillful. You need wisdom. Lest you root the wheat with them. So in trying to remove the evil, you can destroy many goods. Together. That's why saving man is not as simple as you think. It's not as simple as you think. Verse 30. 30 quickly. Let both grow together. Can you say that? Say that. Until what? The harvest. Say the harvest. And in the time of harvest, are we what? Are we say to the reapers? So there are expert reapers. You understand? Who know how to skillfully remove the evil? Say amen. Gather ye together first the tares and bind them in bundle to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Say amen. Say the reapers. Say the reapers. Is it that reaper? That reaper is not just angel. You understand? That reaper is a gospel. You understand? So it's a gospel that can actually separate. Say amen. What is a man's heart? What is a man's heart? Because this evil seed is a man's heart. You understand? The heart of man is the land. You understand? Where the evil has been sown. To remove the, you understand? Good seed is the gospel. You understand? Now let them grow together. Say amen. Let them grow together. There's a way the gospel has power. You understand? To quench the evil seed. Together. It's not somebody that will even remove the evil seed. The gospel will suppress the evil seed. Say amen. That's why you keep learning gospel. Say amen. Amen. Can you say amen? I said you keep learning gospel. As you learn gospel, the power to do evil reduce. Together. The power to do evil just reduce. Righteousness gains strength. As you learn gospel and yield to gospel, you relinquish or you destroy or you quench the evil strength in you. Do you get it? Yes, sir. Say amen. Can you say amen? Amen. We need to understand. First, when they say pay attention to gospel, you don't know what they are talking about. So people don't know what they are talking about. It looks like these people, they are just forcing me. They are just, you don't understand the work Satan has done in you. If you understand the work Satan has done in you, you will quickly pay attention. Say amen. Do you get it now? You know some people, I know myself. You don't know yourself. Oh. If you know the wickedness Satan has done in your heart, you will quickly give it to gospel. Hey, because that is the only solution to the problem you have. That's the only solution. You know, somebody who is sick and a prescribed tablet. Do you understand? Doctor prescribe what drug for you to take to get out of the sickness. And you are not, they ask you to be taking two every day. Every morning, two. Afternoon, two. Night, two. In the morning, you break one into two. You understand what I'm saying? You are taking it the way you like. You are not going to get out of the sickness. If you are not careful, the sickness will kill you. Do you understand what I'm saying? And if they ask you, you will now say, and I'm taking the drug. Oh, are you taking the drug? You are not taking the drug. You are doing your thing. Say amen. You're not taking it. If you are taking the door, it will mean that you are taking it as it is prescribed. Do you understand, sir? Doctor asks you to take 2-2. You are taking 1-1. It's because, in fact, that 2-2, then my throat cannot swallow it. That sickness will soon kill you. Do you understand? You take a drug as it is prescribed. Then it will do what it is meant to do. Say amen. If you don't take it as it is prescribed, you are in trouble. Say amen. Do you get what I'm trying to say? There's a prescribed drug. Do you understand? That is that God has already prepared. Do you understand? There's a drug God has prepared and prescribed for man's problem. Say amen. Amen. I said there's a drug. Yes, there's an antidote. Do you understand? There's a concussion that God has missed to tackle man's problem. Do you understand, sir? That's the reason why you are in church, sir. It's so that that drug can be administered to you. When they administer it, you take it. When is a doctor administer drug? How did they administer drug? They prescribe drug, right? Do you understand? When they administer drug to you, is it the doctor that will open your mouth and put it? It means that your willingness is also required, right? You'll be willing to take the drug. The drug has been administered. You will now take the drug and use it as the doctor prescribed for that problem to be solved. Say amen. I said God has missed a concussion to tackle man's problem. Say amen. So, but your willingness is required. Say my willingness is required. It means that you will take that concussion and use it. If you don't use it, sir, you are in trouble. Say amen. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians. Pastor Dixon read this place yesterday. Chapter 4, verse 1. Chapter 4, verse 1. Read with me, everybody. Can you read, everybody? Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord you, that what? Does ye have received of us, say receive of us, how ye ought to walk to please God. Say amen. So what? So ye were bound more and more. Ye have received of us, how ye ought to. All ye receive of us, the prescription. Do you understand? How ye ought to take the drug. Do you understand? So use it exactly. Do you understand? And use it exactly much more. Do you see that now? Now, gospel has been what? Gospel has been prepared. Do you understand, sir? Faith has been uttered and finished by Jesus. Do you understand? But what is the job of preacher? Preacher's job is what? Is to teach you how ye ought to use it. Say amen. Or how ye ought to obey it. So that's why preacher take gospel and preach it to you. Do you understand? How ye ought to obey gospel. It's not just as simple as, and I'm obeying gospel. How are you obeying gospel? Do you understand what I'm saying? Are you following instruction, detailed instruction of the gospel? Gospel is beyond, I believe Jesus died for me. Do you understand? That's just the summary. Say amen. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? So now, you believe that Jesus died for you. Jesus was buried. Jesus was raised on the third day. You believe it. That believing alone is enough to quicken your dead spirit. You don't know anything yet. You understand, sir? I think Reverend mentioned yesterday. You don't know anything. Now, you believe that is like an enrollment into school to come and know. Do you understand what I'm saying? That alone cannot still solve your problem. Say amen. I said that alone cannot still solve your problem. Because your problem is in faces. Say amen. That solve the problem in your spirit. You still have pile up of problem in your soul. Say amen. What make you think the way you are thinking is a problem already? Say amen. You are not getting what I'm saying. Do you understand what I'm saying? What make you love yourself more than God? You are not seeing it as a problem. Do you understand? Now you are believer. In fact, I believe Jesus. In fact, I'm a child of God. I'm born again. But you still love yourself more than Jesus. You are not seeing it as a problem. Do you understand? So, man's problem is in faces. There's a problem in your spirit. Do you understand? There's a pile up of problem in your mind, in your soul. Do you understand? Now, last of it, there's a problem in your body. Say amen. Amen. Do you get what I'm trying to say? I said there's a problem in your spirit. Now, the problem in your spirit is what faith. Do you understand? Faith in what Jesus did solved. Say amen. There's a faith in what Jesus did. You believe that Jesus died for your sin, right? Do you understand? You believe they buried him. You believe he rose up on the third day. That is summary of what Jesus did. You understand? Jesus did that more than 2,000 years ago. You were not there. Do you understand? But they preach it to you and you believe. Do you understand? That faith is enough to solve the problem in your spirit. So your dead spirit will be quickened. Say amen. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? Now, that one has been solved. You have been enrolled. Do you understand? To come and solve the problem in your soul. Say amen. Amen. Now, that is where real work is now. Now, what you believe that solved the problem in your spirit, you will now need to come and know it. Do you understand? Sir? And that is why they start teaching you how Jesus died. The reason why he died. You understand? What the death means. Do you understand? What his burial means. What his resurrection mean. Then from there they start hewing out commandment and instruction for you to obey. Now obeying that is what solved the problem in your soul. Say amen. Amen. Do you get it? That is why we are reward. Is this why somebody can be born again and still steal? You understand? It's not that he's not born again. Somebody can be born again and still fornicate. It's not that he's not born again. Do you understand? Sir? But let me tell you something. So somebody can be born again and fall into that. Do you understand? But it must not be an habit. Do you get what I'm saying? If it's an habit, it's an habitual thing. That person is not born again. Do you get it now? Do you get what I'm trying to say? Somebody can be born again and still steal. Do you understand? But if that man steal, the man steal because he lack understanding. Do you understand? Why? He's born again now. But he has not yet assessed understanding. Together. That's why he can fall into sin because of lack of knowledge. Say amen. Together now. But it's not now. He will fall into that sin. His heart will start what? He start with judge him. Say amen. Then he will confess his sin and come back. It's because his spirit has been quickened. Together now. He won't stay in the sin and be enjoying himself there. If he's staying the sin and he's enjoying himself, he's not born again. Do you get it? Because you need to understand this thing. Now, is there way anyone who is born again is meant to come into church? And that's why God, we have all men be saved and to come into the knowledge of what? Knowledge of the truth. Say amen. Amen. Get that place for me quickly. Read with me, everybody. Can you read? Let me read from verse 1. I want to read from verse 1. Read, everybody. I exhort therefore that first of all, supplication, prayer, and what? Intercession and giving of thanks be made for all men. Verse 2. For kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Verse 3. For this is good and what? Acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. Verse 4. Who will have all men be saved? That's first. This saved is that your spirit is quickened. So all men be saved, so that all men's spirit be awakened. Do you understand? Why? Because if your spirit is not awakened, you can't follow God. A man who is dead in his spirit cannot follow God. Do you understand? So now, why? Because man is tripartite. Man is a spirit soul who lives in the body. So man is a spirit, he has a soul, he dwells in the body. So body is the earthly casing of the man. So the man is a spirit, he has a soul. Do you understand, sinner? So he dwells in earthly casing. Say amen. And that's why Paul will say, if this my earthly tabernacle be dissolved. So I have another building of God. So this earthly tabernacle can be dissolved. This earthly tabernacle. Say amen. Amen. There's a me beyond this body. Do you get it now? Do you get it? And that is why it's not all men that we sleep. Do you understand? It's not all men that we see death. Some people will be transformed. Do you understand? Some people, they are real body. Understand, or the rebuilding will swallow up the earthly tabernacle. Do you understand? That's why at the last trump, some people, they will be transfigured. They won't see death. Say amen. It's not all men that will sleep. Do you understand? But we don't know the generation. Say amen. A generation will come that will not see death. Do you understand? They will be transfigured. Say amen. It's just like Jesus on the mountain of transfiguration. Jesus transfigured. Say amen. Do you get what I'm trying to say? What happened? Jesus has another tabernacle that is beyond the physical tabernacle. So that tabernacle is of God. That one can swallow this one. Do you understand? So it's called transfiguration. Say amen. If you touch that man, he still has a body. Just like that body is not like your body. Say amen. That body is a spirit. Say amen. Amen. Is the body Jesus. Now, the body Jesus came out with from the tomb is not like his former body. Do you understand? Sir? It's a body. It's also a tabernacle. But that tabernacle has swallowed the former tabernacle. And that's why that tabernacle is a spirit. It does not have your blood inside that tabernacle. Say amen. There's what wrongs him. It's not blood. It's not red blood cell. It's the reason why he can walk through war. It's not that he will disappear. He will walk through war. It's a spirit. You understand? It's not a ghost. Say amen. There's a difference between ghost and spirit. It's the reason why Jesus stretched his hand that they should touch him. They touch him. You understand? He said, do you have fish there? They gave him fish. He ate fish. You understand? It's a body. Just that not like your body. Say amen. That's why if this our earthly tabernacle be dissolved, we have another body. Say amen. So it means that this earthly tabernacle can be swallowed up. I don't really need this earthly tabernacle to decay. You understand? If God make the arrangement, I can move into another tabernacle without this one decaying. Do you get it now? Say amen. Do you get it now? And there are two men like that in the scripture. Enoch walked with God and he was not. He didn't see death. You understand? How did they put off this tabernacle? It's not that it's not that this one will fall down. It will just be subsumed. Do you understand, sinner? You don't need it to fall. You understand? God can arrange it like Elijah. The Bible says, chariot of fire came and picked the man. What happened? The only thing we had fair was his coat. You understand, sir? What happened to his body? The body has been subsumed. Say amen. He went to heaven with another body, not that body. Say amen. I'm just trying to say that it's not all men that will sleep, but all men will be transfigured. See, both those who are dead, do you understand? Those who have been buried, everybody will take another body. It's called transfiguration. And the same mystery is in plantation. Say amen. When you plant a maize, the body dies and take another body. Where did that body come from? God give body to seeds as he wills. That mystery is in God. You don't understand? Say that? And that's why saints don't die. They only sleep. Saints don't die. When is it death? Death is termination of life. Saint life don't terminate. They only keep their life. Do you understand, sir? For the life to take body. Saints don't die. Saints only sleep. Do you understand, sir? Then a time is coming. Every saint in dust will take their body. Do you understand, sir? That's just the thing. We must know that. Say amen. You can see God, we have all men to be saved. Do you get it now? Saved first. And to come. Say and to come. Unto the knowledge of the truth. So somebody can be saved and he has not come to the knowledge of the truth. And that's why that person can fall into what? Into sin. By mistake. When I say by mistake, because he lack understanding. Do you get it now? So it's not perfect. What brings you into perfection is knowledge of the truth. That's why the knowledge of the glory of God shall cover the earth as water cover the sea. You can see when you are saved, you still have a journey to make. What is the journey? You come into the knowledge of the truth. Say amen. Can you say amen? So now this coming to the knowledge of the truth is where they solve the problem in your soul. That's where the real problem is. The real job. You understand, sir? Say amen. Now, what they deal with here is your will. You understand, sir? That's where your will is crumbled. You understand, sir? So, because you can be safe and still be a man. You understand, sir? Your will is still intact. You are still a man. What makes you a man is your will. You understand, sir? So, you are born again, but your will is still intact. You are still a man. So Paul called them carnal man. They are carnal. Yeah, they are born again, but they are carnal. You understand? That's why you cannot feed them with meat. Because they are still carnal, but they are born again, but they are carnal. So you can be born again and be carnal. Say amen. It means that you are still a babe. Say amen. Do you get it now? You are born again, but you are still a baby. You are still carnal. It means that you have not come into the knowledge of the truth. You have not been schooled in the spirit. Or you have not been educated in the spirit. So you are still a babe. You understand what I'm saying? Though you are born again, you are a babe. Say amen. That's the thing. So, and a babe can do any silly thing. You understand what I'm saying? A babe can poo-poo in his pint. Abi? What are you going to do? The best, the worst, the best you can do is to maybe you tap the bum bum, you beat the baby a little. You are not still going to kill the baby. You understand? It's a babe. Say amen. A baby wee on your bed. You are not going to kill the child. You understand? It's a babe. But as the baby grow, it will get to a certain age. If the baby poo-poo inside pant, you are not going to take it lightly anymore. You understand? Why? Because by now, you should not poo-poo inside pant again. Why? Because that baby is already coming to knowledge. It's coming to know. Say amen. So that's why you can see Christian journey. You are born again. You should come into knowledge. Don't stay born again and be enjoying yourself there. So that can knock you down there. Do you understand? So that, you need to come. So the reason for being safe is for you to come. That salvation, what does it mean? Actually, that salvation is to give you right standing with God. It's to give you access for to come. Do you understand? Because before you can't come. So, giving you right access to come is a salvation. That's why it's called saved. Do you understand, sir? Somebody who is born again, sir, he's saved. He's a salvation, sir. And it's something to celebrate. I said it's something to celebrate. It's something to, because you don't even know how big that is. You don't know. Don't think a new birth is cheap. Don't think new birth is cheap. It's not cheap. That's why it's a salvation. Do you understand, sir? But don't stay there. You should come. Say amen. You should come to knowledge of glory so that you can wear glory, because that salvation is not enough to guarantee you glory. Say amen. So it is when you come to knowledge, then glory rests. Say amen. What is called crown? Actually, crown is an understanding. Say amen. For instance, when you wear a gown, for instance, academics, when somebody is a doctor, he wear a gown with a cap. Do you understand? That cap is signifying something. That cap is signify what he has learned. Do you understand? He has a cap. It is why PhD gown, you don't give it back to school. Say amen. Amen. You don't give it back to school. At master level, they give you gown, you return it. Do you understand, sir? BSc. Have you got to be a gown? You return. Don't buy return it. They will sue you. Do you understand? School can sue you for it. They will sue you to court for it. You take master gown, you return it. If you don't return it as I went through, they will find you. Do you understand? But PhD gown, you don't return it. You buy it. It becomes your own. Do you understand, sir? Because that cap is your brain. Do you understand, sir? It's called, when you say he's a doctor of philosophy. Do you understand? It means that this person is not just a master in this field. He can doctor it. Do you understand? So he has mastery in this field. So he has a cap. Say amen. And that's why your gown is there forever. Say amen. If you want to go to any academic conference, you can wear your gown with your cap. Say amen. Do you get it now? So what warrants that is learning, is knowledge over time of schooling. Do you understand? And you dart. They don't dash people. Say amen. And that's why honorary doctorate. In fact, for now, they have even said they must not be putting PhD there. They have removed it. You understand? Because somebody who is just singing that they give you honorary doctorate, you are also putting PhD. You are not a PhD holder. You understand? Honorary doctorate. And that's why now your doctor, they must bracket it. You understand, sir? Don't put DRA before your name. You are deceiving yourself. Put your name and bracket it. Because it's honorary. You don't have head for it. Say amen. They just dash you. So people use money to buy it. Say amen. Can you say amen? So you can see in the spiritual, you are saved. And that's why after you are saved, you have many degrees to win. You come to knowledge. That's why to be a deacon is a good degree. You say that now. It's a good degree. A bishop is a good degree. So you can see degrees in the spirit by learning. Say amen. Can you say amen? So where the problem is that it's not about, is he born again? No, it's not about, is he born again? It's about, has he learned? Say amen. Amen. Can you say amen? I said, where the problem is not, is he born again? Is that this person has he learned? Do you understand? Because he can be born again. If he has not learned, he will still misbehave. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Hey, and that's why you cannot really trust somebody who says he's born again. Do you understand? You trust a man who has learned, not somebody who is born again. Someone who is born again can still misbehave. But a man who has learned can be trusted. Say amen. Like Timothy, a son with his father, who has served with me in the gospel. He has learned. And that's why Paul can put Timothy over territory and go and sleep. Why? He has learned. He's not just this, a born again person. He has learned. Say amen. You can see. But ye have not so learned Christ. Why did Paul? Give me from verse. Let me see from verse 19. Read everybody. Read from verse 17. I want you to see why he talked this. This I say therefore I testify in the law. That ye what? Henceforth walk not as what? He was talking to people who are saved. You understand? You know they are saved. But they are still walking as other Gentiles. So you can be saved and still be walking as Gentile. Do you understand? And still have Gentile way of thinking. That's what it means. When you say walk, it's in your thinking. Do you understand? Walking is not just that you are walking. It's in the way you walk in this way by thinking. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, sir. Your thinking is your walking. Because it's your thinking that determines your action. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when you say you walk, is you think. So thinking is walking in the spirit. Say amen. So these people, they were still thinking like Gentiles. How does a Gentile man think? A Gentile man think himself. That's the thing. Say amen. That's why he no go get time for church. He no go get time. He's a Gentile. You understand? He will be in church and be thinking, hey, by now, watch, I know how much I should have made. Do you understand? He's a Gentile. You understand? The way he think, his mind is vain. Say amen. Can you say amen? I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say. A Gentile man can come to church. His mind will never be in church. He's a Gentile. His mind will be in how he will be making money. You understand, sir? Why? Because a Gentile man think about himself. He doesn't think God. He's vain in his imagination. Say amen. And that's why the only thing he can relate with in church is that God will prosper your business. That's what a Gentile man can relate with in church. And that's why his amen will be louder than everybody's amen. That is what he can relate with. Because that is his word. He's vain. Say amen. But when you move into spiritual matter, growth in the spirit, it becomes dull and cold. It's not his realm. You understand? Sir? You are wasting his time. These dogs are just wasting people's time. They don't talk about people's problem. You understand? Sir? What is his problem? Is how he will eat and be full and die. You understand? Sir? That's his problem. He doesn't have another problem. Gentile man, all their thinking realm is in this place. They can't think beyond this place. Do you understand? Sir? That's why a carnal man is enmity against God. He can't please God. It's impossible. Why? His thought is far from God's thinking. He cannot think to God. He can't. In fact, if he's looking for God, he's looking for God to better his life. It's not because he needs God. So if God does not do it on time, he's going to leave God and go and look for what can do it. He's a Gentile man. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, being born again alone cannot stop a man from being a Gentile. Cannot. You need knowledge. Say amen. Because what makes you Gentile is what you know. Is knowledge. Over time of learning makes you vain. I say you are a Gentile, you are vain. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are vain. What matter to you? What you call glory is vanity. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you glory is when you build a big mansion? You will be happy. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's because you are vain. You are a Gentile. You are like an unbeliever. The only thing that they make you a bit better is because you are born again. Do you understand? But in your mind, you are still like an unbeliever. Say amen. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? And that's why if a Gentile man give in church self, he give to take back. Do you understand? And that's why what a Gentile man does in church is business. Do you understand? Everything he does in church is business. If you tell him to give 1 million, he can give it. As long as you promise him that in 1 week it will become 10 million. Do you understand? He will give it. He's doing business. Say amen. That's what he's doing. He's not giving to God generously. He's not. If you remove God, we give you back from it. He's not going to give his money. He's doing business. Say amen. He's a Gentile. And people who love God, the spiritual people, they don't give for God to give them back. They give to God because they love God. Say amen. You get it now. God can give them back, but they are not waiting for it because they love the Lord.
Can you say amen? Okay, I'm reading that place, right? 18 now. Having what? Read. The understanding. So what make them vain is because their understanding were darkened. What darkened their understanding? Vanity. Vanity darkened their understanding. When I say you have darkened understanding, darkened understanding is that you think only about yourself. That's a darkened understanding. You think hurt. Do you understand? You think this word. You have a darkened understanding. Say amen. Being alienated, something alienates you from the life of God. When you say you are alienated or you are separated from God's life, say amen. Through what? The ignorance that is in there. Because of what? The blindness of their heart. Their heart were blind. What blind their heart? Vanity blind them. Say amen. A vain man is a blind man. And that's why he can't see afar off. He can't see beyond yet. He's vain. He's blind. That's why people like that should not be a pastor. Just that we have many blind people today who are pastor. Do you understand? Blind lead the blind. All of them, they will enter dish. Do you understand? They will fall into what? Into one gutter. Because they are all blind. Say amen. Verse 19, quickly, 19. Who be what? Passively have what? Given themselves over unto lasciviousness. To walk on cleanness with what? Greediness. Verse 20. But, can you say but? Ye have not what? So learned Christ. Now, why did Paul write it? Paul was trying to say that if truly you have learned Christ, this thing must not be found in you. You understand what I'm saying? Why? The knowledge of Christ will have rid you of this thing. If you have learned Christ, this thing should not be found in you. Why? Christ is a learning. And because it's a learning, it will give you another way of thinking. Do you get it now? Every education projects another way of thinking. That's why education gives you a gaze. Do you understand? It gives you another way of thinking. So, if you have learned Christ, you will know how to think better. You will not be thinking like this anymore. You won't be thinking like the Gentile. If you have learned Christ, say amen. That's why ye have not so learned Christ. Verse 19, 21. If so be that ye what? Ye have heard him. And what? And have been taught by him. Say taught by him. Say taught by him. As what? As the truth is in Jesus. So truth is in Jesus. What is the truth in Jesus? It's the Christ. So if you have learned Christ, you should not be behaving like the Gentile. Somebody say amen. Do you get it? How many of you get what I'm trying to say? I said if you have learned Christ, Christ will have rid you of Gentile life. You should not be behaving like Gentile anymore. The reason why you are still behaving like Gentile is because you have not learned Christ. You are born again, but you have not learned Christ. You have not. Say amen. Can you say amen? So if you have learned Christ, we expect a level of spiritual maturity. You should have grown. Do you understand? Why? Because Christ makes you mature. You become mature in this way. You are no more a baby. You understand? But if after 5 years in church, you are still behaving like a baby, it must be that you have not learned Christ. Say amen. Because that is the only reasonable thing we can think. It must be that you have not been learning Christ. Although we have been preaching Christ, we have been teaching Christ, but you have not been learning it. You understand? That's why you are still behaving like a baby over these years. Say amen. Do you get it now? Say amen. Because if you enter part one in school, you enter university, and he asked you 2 times 2, and you say 0, it must be that you have not learned him. Do you understand? It's not that you didn't pass to primary school. There was a time like that. I just want to dodge some mark in class. I gather students. I think they are NC1 student. I was just asking them small, small. Okay, what did I even say? I said 2 times 2 minus 2. I was just asking them. I want to dash out maybe 10 mark. I just called them 2 times 2 minus 2. She said 0. I look at her. Because I can't say that you didn't pass to primary school. You understand? You must have passed to secondary school. Just that you may not finish. Maybe you left SS2 to go to Miracle Center. You understand? But what happened to primary school and SS1 to SS2? It must be that you were there, but you were not learning. You understand, sinner? So you can pass through school and you have not learned. So going through school is not even the issue now. Is that when you were in school, did you learn? You get it now. So you can be in school for years and you didn't learn. You didn't learn. Because if you have learned, that question should not be difficult for you. You understand? Is what primary 2 poopy in school can answer. You understand, sinner? Say amen. So people like that can be in church. You can be in church for years and you are still behaving like a baby. So the only reasonable thing to think is that you have been in church all this while, but you are not learning. You understand, sir? It's not that you are not in church. You dance in church. In fact, you sing with everybody. In fact, you shake people. But you were not learning. You understand? You were not learning. So church is for to learn. That's the reason for church. If learning is not needed, there won't be need for church. It will just be that, see, now that you are born again, Jesus will just take you. You go to heaven. Do you understand? But Jesus left you here after you are born again so that you can come to knowledge of the truth, so that you can learn, and for you to wear glory. Because without learning, you can't wear glory. You're not going. Nobody will crown a what? A dullard. Nobody crown a crude. Do you understand? You crown an enlightened fellow. Do you understand what I'm saying? An elite. We are glory. Is an elite. Say amen. You get it now. So, now if you have learned Christ, some things should not be found with you. Say amen. Because if you have learned Christ, where reading Bible every day should not be problem with you. That's just a simple thing. It should not be problem with you. It can be demanding, but it should be something you enjoy doing. Do you understand, sir? It will not be a burden on you. Christ must have taught you that. You understand? Because you must have gained spiritual development that can make you go through it. Say amen. But if you still see it as a body, as if they want to kill somebody now in this their church, it must be that you have not learned Christ. Say amen. You don't have spiritual development. Say amen. Can you say amen? So, there are some things that are for babies. Do you understand? For instance, pay your tithe is for babies. A spiritually matured person should not have a problem with it. Do you understand, sinner? Should not have, it's something you should have known. Say amen. Do you understand? But over time of staying in church, if that is still your problem, it must be that you have not been learning well. You understand, sinner? You have not, it's not that you are born, not born again, but you have not been learning well. You have not really been learning well. That's the only thing we can trace it to. Say amen. But you have not so learned Christ. Read. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, verse 22, 22, that ye what? Read everybody. That ye what? Put off. Say put off. Concerning the former conversation, say former conversation, say former way of thinking, because your conversation is your way of thinking. So you put off your former way of thinking. You understand? It's called the old man. So old man is the former way you used to think. You understand? That's your old man. Say amen. The old man is not your body. Nothing is wrong with your body, your family, your figure. Where things, this thing is wrong is your programming. Do you understand? Change your program, you become a new man. Say amen. So your old conversation, which is the old man, is your former way you used to think. That's the way you see life. And anybody who says something otherwise, you will be seeing the business as even more chatter. And when you will lie you. You understand? Something is informing you. What informs you is darkness. Say amen. Can you say amen? Which is corrupt? Say corrupt. According to what? Deceitful. Say deceitful. Lost. So the lost has deceit. You understand, sir? So it means that what make a Gentile man behave like that is because they have been deceived. Say amen. Something has deceived you. Verse 23. Say, and can you say that? Be what? Say, be renewed. Say, be renewed. In the what? In the spirit of your mind. Be renewed. Be ye transformed. Kai. Go back there. I think Romans chapter 12, right? That you present your bodies. Say amen. Can you say amen? Read with me, everybody. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by what? By the mercies of God, that you what? Present your bodies, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is what? Your reasonable service. Verse 2. And be what? And be not conformed to this world, but be what? Be ye transformed. Say transformed. By the what? Renew of your mind. Be ye transformed. He's talking to people who are born again. No, they are saved. But they should not be conformed to this world. Because Satan can deceive you to be conformed. Be ye transformed. By what? The renew of your mind. That ye may prove what is that good. And what? Accept and perfect will of God. Without being transformed, sir, you can't prove what is good. You can't prove acceptable. You can't prove what is perfect will of God. You can't know God's way if you are not transformed. Say amen. Be transformed in what? Be transformed by the word. Renew of your mind. Say mind. Say mind. Where your mind is the seat of your thoughts. Abi. Your mind is the house of your thoughts. That's where you think things. So you must be renewed there. Can you say amen? Say be renewed. Be renewed. You have to be renewed. Then how do you get renewed? It's not by cramming scripture and quoting scripture. No. It's by yielding to commandment of right. Say amen. Can you say amen? How do you renew your mind? It's by yielding to commandment of righteousness. Know ye not, read everybody, Romans chapter 6 verse 16. Know ye not that what? To whom ye yield yourself, what? Servant to obey. Is servant ye are to whom ye obey. So ye yield yourself. So that is how to renew your mind. Is by yielding to obedience. And I have told you, the easiest way to do it is to obey church. Do you understand, sinner? They say, let's fast. It's not convenient, but you yield yourself. Do you understand? You are renewing your mind. Say amen. They say, let's read scripture. You yield yourself. You are renewing your mind. Say amen. Over time of doing it, it becomes your life. It just becomes your life. Over time of doing it, becomes your life. Let's give. You give. Do you understand? You yield yourself, though it's not convenient. You are yielding to righteousness. Over time, it what? It, the thing just becomes your life. It becomes easy with you to do. That's how to renew yourself. It's not by cramming Bible. If you like cram Bible from now till tomorrow, your mind will not be renewed. It's by yielding yourself to obedience. You do what church say. That's how to be better. Say amen. And that's why Paul told them, follow me as I of Christ. And why? Because some people, it doesn't matter how you teach them. They need somebody to follow. You understand? It's the reason why God give gifts to church. I mean to men. Christ gave gift to men. So that men can have examples of Christ among them. Preachers are Christ to the people. You understand? You follow the authority of the church. It's the easiest way to obey Christ. Say amen.
Especially church that is following the Lord. Do you understand? When you see that a church is following the Lord, follow the church, you will be better by it. Say amen. So it's by yielding yourself. That's how to be better. It's not difficult to change. One, first, you need to be willing. You understand? I'm willing to change. Then you will now put yourself under the what? Under the yoke. Changing is not easy for anybody. Say it.
Don't think that these people, they burn them with it. It's a lie. Do you understand? It's not easy for anybody. To change, you will put yourself under a yoke. Do you understand? This thing, they say we should do it. It's not convenient for me. I will do it. If I want to die, let me die. Do you understand? That is how to change. If you don't do that, you are not going to change. Nobody change by laughing. Say amen. Why? Because to change what you are used to, it will be like they want to cut your skin. Say amen. You don't get what I'm saying. To change what you are used to. Say amen. You know, there are some Chinese boys that can stretch their two legs on a straight line. I didn't know that. They go through training to do it. It's not just Chinese boys. We have some people who go into that kind of yoga training. Do you understand? Who can do that kind of thing? If you think it's easy, go and try it. It must be that over time of doing it, something has cracked. You don't understand, sir? Because there's a limit to where you can stretch these two legs. Because there's a muscle that pull you back. Do you understand? But there's a rigorous training you can go into that will crack that thing. You are still not going to die. Do you understand, sir? But when they subject you to it, it will look like, what do you call me? Do you understand, sir? It will look like you want to die. Motikuo. No, you are not going to die. But immediately that thing crack, you can do it anytime. Do you understand? In fact, you will be doing it to make money. People will think they burn you with it. They don't burn you with it. It's training that make you. Do you understand? That is how to gain spiritual muscle too. Is by putting yourself under the prayer. It's not easy for anybody. I must tell you the truth. It's just that they asked you to be waking up 5 a.m. and be praying. It's not easy. Because at the time, that 5 a.m., when alarm rings, it will be like you should fling the alarm away. But you alarm, bro. Say amen. But you are put yourself on that yoke. So, though your mind is saying no, you wake up. Say amen. You wake up and carry your Bible and come out. You know, people used to think that pastor fall from heaven. The pastor, they have some unusual strength. It's a lie. It's a lie. Say amen. But you do it by what? You do it deliberately, consciously. Though your mind is against it. At times you will have gone through some rigorous work that your whole body will be tired. Do you understand? But you still have to wake up. Say amen. And still do it. It must be that you are doing that thing by faith. It's not just your mind. It's not feeling. Say amen. If it is by feeling, you will not. That's why faith is not feeling. Say that. It's not feeling. No. Faith is not feeling. Faith is not human feeling. You wonder. Faith is a feeling. This feeling is in the spirit. Say amen. So when your body is giving way, faith is still pulling you ahead. Though your body is giving way. Imagine a stone poured to death and the man still stood up and moved to another city to start preaching. That must be faith. Say amen. Can you say amen? I said that must be faith. That must be faith. It can't be feeling.
No feeling can push that kind of thing. To stone you to death and you still have energy to stand up and go to another city to go and be preaching. It can't be feeling. It must be faith.
They don't even need to stone you to death. They just throw one stone at you. Let your head swell up. You won't come to church 1 week. Man, the head, sir, only your tea law, Lenny. Only mon tojule. Say amen. 1 week, you won't come to church. The Bible says, Paul stood up and went to the next city. That must be faith. It can't be feeling. Say amen. Say feeling. I said many times you are not going to feel it well. Just as in fact, anytime you feel it well, it's not spirit. It's not spirit. You feel it well. The thing is okay with you. It's not spirit. It's not spirit. It's still yourself. I know there are some money you give to church that you won't even know. You won't even know. It's like when you give money to people, they do bara, who they collect all these outside people. That kind of money, do you think it? Do you think that kind of money? It's just like maybe you see 100 naira that is if the 100 naira will tear your pocket. No, you will not give it out because the 100 naira is very dirty. You understand? You just give it. You won't think. Immediately you forget. You don't think it. That is not giving. People can still do that in church too. Do you understand, sinner? Say amen. Can you say amen? You don't give God what does not touch your heart. You don't. When you give something to God, you should feel it that you have given. Do you understand, sinner? It should be that you know that this thing I gave, there's no way it won't affect my feeding this month. You have really give. Do you understand, sir? Say amen. Why? Because some people are waiting for when they have excess. In fact, if I have excess, in fact, I will just give. You are not giving. Do you understand, sir? We give by faith. Say we give by faith. And we do it by faith. It's not that we don't know that it will affect our living in the month. We do it by faith. Say amen. You do it by faith. Believing God for what God can do. Do you get it now? It's not after you do all your calculation. You know that, okay, we can remove 30,000 now. But the calculation is affect you. You are not giving. Do you understand, sinner? You are not giving anything. Say amen. We give by faith. We do it by faith. You do it because you believe God. Do you understand, sinner? That's why we live by faith, not by sight. You don't do it because you see that everywhere is okay. Do you understand, sinner? You do it believing God. Believing God that things is not. We are not going to die this month. Say amen. I have done it many times. I discovered that kind of month used to be better than myself. You understand, sinner? The month you even calculate that things is okay, that month, you will nearly die of hunger before next salary come. Say amen. Why? Because you are out of faith. Say amen. How many of you know that God used to hurt when all your strength are gone? How many of you know that? When it looks like Ale Ebila Avisu. We are Ale. I beg. Help me. Just the small beans for John. Because, you know, children know no faith. Children know no faith. And they can put you in trouble. So. Say there's food for him, there's food, okay. Other people are. No, don't worry, this night, we are not going to die till tomorrow. But you just see God showed up. God showed up when all your strength are gone. Do you understand? But when God knows you still have a support somewhere, God will allow you to spend your support. Say amen. Amen. That's the God of Israel. And that's why God stay with the weak. You can see that. That's your father. God don't stay with the strong. He stay with the weak. And that's why God is the what? Is the father of the fatherless. Is the husband of the widow. Why? Because God knows that the widow can be cheated. Say amen. So God will go and stay as her husband. Do you understand? Because God knows that people who have husband can cheat her. Because people who have husband, they are strong. Do you understand? So God will stay behind the widow who does not have a help and become a help. Say amen. That's the God of Israel. God is high and lofty. He dwells with the lowly. Do you see that now? That's the God of Israel. God don't dwell with those who have muscle, those who are strong. He stay with those who are weak. So God stay with the weak. Say amen. And that's why God's will is to bring you to a place of weakness to make you low. Do you understand what I'm saying? To make you weak. Then when you are weak, you can ask God for grace. If you are strong, you don't need grace. Those who are strong, they don't need grace. They are already full. Say amen. The strong don't need grace. And that's why gospel is not to those who are strong. Those who are gospel is for the poor. Why? Because the poor are weak. They don't have strength. If you are strong, you don't need gospel. Gospel is not for the strong, it's for the weak. People who are weak. People who need God. They know that without God, they are doomed. Do you understand what I'm saying? Without God, I cannot live. I know. Then God showed for people like that. But people who still have support somewhere, they don't need God. They don't need God. Why? Because if God showed, you won't still give the glory to God. You will think it's your strength. Do you understand what I'm saying? And me, that I know my calculation, I just know how to do it. You are not going to give the glory to God. You still give the glory to yourself. Say amen. You must be brought to a place of weakness. That's what the gospel does. That's why as you grow up in the spirit, you get more weaker. Do you understand what I'm saying? As you grow in the spirit, you lose sight of yourself. The more you grow, the more you stop depending on yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying? The more you depend more on God to do it. Do you understand? You believe God will do it. That's people of faith. They believe God will do it. They have not seen it. They have never seen God doing things like that before. You understand? If you were Abraham, have you seen where God raised any dead people before? Have you seen? You know, there are some examples you have today now. You understand? You have read Bible. You have seen Jesus turning water to wine. Do you understand? But some people did when they don't have any example. No example. The boy asked his father, "Father, this is water. This is matches. This is firewood. Where is the animal?" I mean, if you are going to a mountain to sacrifice and you carry firewood and fire, are you not going to kill animal? Abraham said, "Don't worry. On the mountain, the Lord will provide himself the lamp. Don't worry." It must be a man of rugged faith. That's why it's only Abraham that can father faith. A man without example. He has not seen any, he has not read it in any book before. Yet believe God against all contradiction. Abraham in no belief. That's why on the mountain, he took the knife to kill the boy. You understand? Why? Because Abraham believed that even if this boy died, God has power to raise him back. Imagine that kind of faith. He has not read it before in a book. He believed that even if I kill this boy, I will go back home with the child. Actually, figuratively, Abraham killed the boy. Just that God raised him back. You see that now? But we have many examples. You are still not obeying faith. Then something is wrong with you. Do you understand, sinner? Because it's not that you don't have many examples. If it's about provision, there are many examples of provision you have seen in scripture. Yet you still don't have faith. Something must be wrong with you. It must be that you are not learning. Say amen. Because when you have many examples and you are still doubting God, something is wrong with you. Something is wrong. In fact, some of us, we have many instances that God has showed up for you. Yet anytime you still want to take action of faith, you are still afraid. Something must be wrong with you. You know when you were in school, when it looks like you want to pass out, you want to die. Something just happened, a miracle happened, God raised you. But now, small thing happened now, you are still afraid. Something must be wrong with you.
Is it that your faith has not been strengthened? Is it that you are not growing well? Do you understand what I'm saying? Because we must have instances. And that is why anytime God did miracle for Israel, he told them to what? To take account of it. Why? Because a day is coming. You will face confrontation. You will remember that the God who helped our father to pass through the Red Sea is able to do this also. Do you understand what I'm saying? You make reference to what has happened in the past. It strengthens your faith.
When people tell you you are going to die, you remember. There was a time, 10 years ago, I'm about to die too. God showed up. Do you understand? The same God who did that is still alive. He's able to do it now. Do you understand, Sena? Say amen.
Say, don't be afraid.
Can you say it again?
Don't be afraid. Why? Because fear has torment. It is that same fear that does not make you to be faithful to God. It's the same fear. When it comes to giving now, Eruama buy. Because you are afraid. And that fear will limit you for a long time. That's just the truth there. Because of fear.
Fear, hey, what about if I go hungry now? Hey, what about if there's no money now? Hey, what about if God no provide? Has God told you he's not going to provide? Has he told you he's not going to provide?
Say amen. Say put away fear. Say that use fear to cage people down. You are not going to grow. You won't grow. Fear will limit you for a long time. You won't come up in the spirit. I must tell you the truth. That's why fear has a human fear genuine. Fear has torment. Fear is a cage. It cages you down from growing. You won't grow. You just be struggling there for a long time. You are not going to come up. And Satan can shoot that arrow against your heart. You just live in fear all through your life. Say amen. Can you say amen? If God has promised, the one who has promised is able to perform. You believe that, right? He's able to perform. Can you rise up? Kazima, Legosha, Kaskipa, Lebregade, Kaliza. Raise your hands. Masupale, Kashima. Give him praise. Give him praise. Zakate kate. Lebrekato kapali galisha. Mazoma zagale kate. Lekwa kakakapa. Leprekato kashele kaskepa. Lebregale galiza. Mazoma. Ejole. Ebrele kasumale. Elugale ziprekate kali. Lakwa kaskapapa. Leprekaskopali katuma. Aje seprekate kali. Maskopali azoprekate. Malia kaskapa. Leprekaskapa. Egoga gaduma shatela. Ali. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give Jesus the praise. Give Jesus the praise. Give Jesus the praise. Can you pray, Lord, deliver me from fear? I don't know if you can pray that. Can you pray that? Masha da 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 da. Leprekaskapalia soprekate. Deliver me from fear. Take away fear from me. Take away fear. Jele sapa lekate. Maskopa leprekate. Elegale, Zebreale, Ashada da da da, Zebrekale. Are you praying? Pray. You just have 2 minutes to pray. Take away fear. Take away fear. Take away fear from me. Take away fear from me. Ashe katuma so maprokate masile. Elegale kaskopalia supreale. Mashada da da. Aqua kaka kapapa. Aprekato kapali kaprekate. Elias aprekate. Save me from fear. Deliver me from fear. Deliver me from fear. God of Israel. Eshapupa maprokate masoprekate. Malia kaskopalida. Elias soprekate. Fear that is keeping me away from doing right. Deliver me from it. Deliver me from it. In the name of Jesus.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi or Labadee by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 at DME College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.